A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Random House Audio presents Star Wars, Darth Bane, Dynasty of Evil, a novel of the Old Republic, by Drew Karpyshyn. Read for you by Jonathan Davis. Prologue. Darth Bane, the reigning Dark Lord of the Sith, kicked the covers from his bed and swung his feet over the edge, resting them on the cold marble floor. He tilted his head from side to side, straining to work out the knots in his heavily muscled neck and shoulders. He finally rose with an audible grunt. Taking a deep breath, he exhaled slowly, reaching his arms up high above his head as he stretched to his full 2-meter height. He could feel the sharp pop-pop-pop of each individual vertebra along his spine loosening as he extended himself until his fingertips brushed against the ceiling. Satisfied, he lowered his arms and scooped up his lightsaber from the ornate nightstand at the side of the bed. The curved handle felt reassuring in his grip. Familiar. Solid. Yet holding it couldn't stop his free hand from trembling ever so slightly. Scowling, he clenched his left hand into a fist, the fingers digging into the flesh of his palm, a crude but effective way to tame the tremor. Moving silently, he slipped from the bedchamber out into the hallways of the mansion he now called home. Luminous tapestries covered the walls, and colorful hand-woven rugs lined the corridors as he made his way past room after room, each decorated with custom-made furniture, rare objet d'art, and other unmistakable signs of wealth. It took him almost a full minute to traverse the length of the building and reach the back door that led out to the open-air ground surrounding his estate. Barefoot and naked from the waist up, he shivered and glanced down at the abstract mosaic of the stone courtyard, illuminated in the light of Sutric IV's twin moons. Goosebumps crawled across his flesh, but he ignored the night's chill as he ignited his lightsaber and began to practice the aggressive forms of the Jem So. His muscles groaned in protest, his joints clicking and grinding as he moved carefully through a variety of sequences. Slash, feint, thrust. The soles of his feet slapped softly against the surface of the courtyard stones, a sporadic rhythm marking the progress of every advance and retreat against his imaginary opponent. The last vestiges of sleep and fatigue clung stubbornly to his body, spurring the tiny voice inside that urged him to abandon his training and return to the comfort of his bed. Bane drowned it out by silently reciting the opening line of the Sith Code. Peace is a lie. There is only passion. 10 standard years had passed since he had lost his orbalisk armor. 10 years since his body had been burned almost beyond recognition by the devastating power of Force lightning unleashed from his own hand. 10 years since the healer Kalib had brought him back from the brink of death, and Zanna, his apprentice, had slaughtered Kalib and the Jedi who had come to find them. Thanks to Zanna's manipulations, the Jedi now believed the Sith to be extinct. Bane and his apprentice had spent the decades since those events perpetuating that myth, living in the shadows, gathering resources, and harboring their strength for the day they would strike back against the Jedi. On that glorious day, the Sith would reveal themselves, even as they wiped their enemies from existence. Bane knew he might never live to see that day. He was in his mid-40s now, and the first faint scars of time and age had begun to leave their marks on his body. Yet he had dedicated himself to the idea that one day, even if it took centuries, the Sith, his Sith, would rule the galaxy. As he continued to ignore the aches and pains that inevitably accompanied the first half of his nightly regime, Bane's movement began to pick up speed. The air hissed and crackled as it was split time and time again by the crimson blade that had become an extension of his indomitable will. He still cut an imposing figure. The powerful muscles built up during a youth spent working the mines in Apatros rippled beneath his skin, flexing with each slash and strike of his lightsaber. But a tiny sliver of the brute strength he once possessed had been whittled away. He leapt high in the air, his lightsaber arcing above his head before chopping straight down in a blow powerful enough to cleave an enemy in two. His feet hit the hard surface of the courtyard stones with a sharp, sudden smack as he landed. Bane still moved with fierce grace and terrifying intensity. His lightsaber still flickered with blinding speed as he performed his martial drills, yet it was the merest fraction slower than it had once been. The aging process was subtle but inescapable. Bane accepted this. What he lost in strength and speed, he could easily compensate for with wisdom, knowledge, and experience. But it was not age that was to blame for the involuntary tremor that sometimes afflicted his left hand. A shadow passed over one of the twin moons, a dark cloud, heavy with the threat of a fierce storm. Bane paused, briefly considering cutting his ritual short to avoid the impending downpour. But his muscles were warm now, and the blood was pumping furiously through his veins. The minor aches and pains were gone, banished by the adrenaline rush of intense physical training. Now was no time to quit. Feeling a blast of cold wind blow in, he crouched low and opened himself up to the force, letting it flow through him, drawing on it to extend his awareness out to encompass each individual bead of rain as it fell from the sky. He resolved not to let a single drop touch his exposed flesh. He could sense the power of the dark side building inside him. It began, as it always did, with a faint spark, a tiny flicker of light and heat. Muscles tense and coiled in anticipation, he fed the spark, fueling it with his own passion, letting his anger and fury transform the flame into an inferno waiting to be unleashed. As the first fat drop splattered onto the patio stones around him, Bane exploded into action. Abandoning the overpowering style of Dejimso, he shifted to the quicker sequences of Surisu, his lightsaber tracing tight circles above his head in a series of movements designed to intercept enemy blaster bolts. The wind rose to a howling gale, and the scattered drops quickly became a downpour. His body and mind united as one. He channeled the infinite power of the Force against the driving rain. Tiny clouds of hissing steam formed as his blade picked off the descending drops while Bane twisted, twirled, and contorted his body to evade those few that managed to slip through his defenses. For the next 10 minutes, he battled the pelting storm, reveling in the power of the dark side. And then, as suddenly as it had begun, the tempest was gone, the dark cloud scurrying away on the breeze. Breathing hard, Bane extinguished his lightsaber. His skin was sheened in sweat, but not a single drop of rain had touched his bare flesh. Sudden storms were an almost nightly occurrence on Ciutric, particularly here in the lush forest on the outskirts of the capital city of Diplona. Yet this minor inconvenience was easily tolerated when set against all the advantages the planet had to offer. Located on the outer rim, far from the seat of galactic power and far from the prying eyes of the Jedi Council, Ciutric had the good fortune to exist at the nexus of several hyperspace trading routes. Vessels stopped at the planet frequently, giving rise to a small but highly profitable industrial society centered on trading and shipping. More importantly to Bane, the constant flow of visitors from regions scattered across the galaxy gave him easy access to contacts and information, allowing him to build up a network of informants and agents that he could personally oversee. This would have been impossible had his body still been covered with the Orbalisks, a host of chitinous parasites that fed upon his flesh in exchange for the strength and protection they afforded. His living armor had made him nearly invincible in one-on-one combat, yet its monstrous appearance had forced him to remain hidden from the eyes of the galaxy. Back then, his plans to build up wealth, influence, and political power had been crippled by his physical deformity. Forced into a life of isolation, lest the Jedi become aware of his existence, he had worked only through emissaries and go-betweens. He had relied on Xana to be his eyes and ears. All the information he received was funneled through her. Every goal and task was accomplished by her hand. As a result, Bane had been forced to act more cautiously, slowing his efforts and delaying.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?